This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
To you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
Yeah, you got it logged and loaded to the Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6:15. Now, Mr. Producer, I don't know what's going on, right? Let me go down like this. First and foremost, was Lang in studio today or Lang zoomed? So Lang innocent is charged. Was this microphone kapunkled up like this prior to 12 o'clock today? Because I believe Howard done it again. I know what Howard just be doing to this microphone. Howard just think this will wake up. This is gym or something, mate. Eating this monkey bars and swing on this. Look at this, mate. This microphone, look at me just now. Say, help me, Jesus. I say, well, I'm Jesus, but I could try to help you. My God. Listen, Howard, you's my boy, right? But go easy on this microphone. Mate, this microphone is be all kapunkle up and you's be finished with this, man. My God, all the piston out, all the bearing out. We good? Check one, two. But hey, Howard, at least the chair's still intact. That you got, that's the most important part. We could always wake up the mic. That chair, solid. All right, let's get into it, man. Right out of the break, before I hit you with your trivia and everything, you know how to chime in, obviously. Let me get that out of the way. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. In New Providence, and of course, toll-free in Grand Bahama and any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines filed by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. If you want fresh news, smart talk all day, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on, all right? All right, now, let me hit y'all with your trivia. You're paying for Joker's Wild Party Passes, KFC coupons, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, and, of course, lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right, so here's your trivia. Let me hit you up with the trivia. Then I got to chop it up with my good brethren, Dasque, because, you know, the battle continues in KFC, original versus spicy. We're going to chop it up for a minute. Then we're going to open up the nines and have a great Wednesday show. All right? All right. But here we go. Here's what you're working with. Here's your teaser. But I got lots to work with today, boy. My God. I'm telling you. Okay, that's a good one. That's a really good one. Okay, recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian women. Survey revealed, ages between 21 and 50, survey revealed that 83% or 83 out of 100 have done this to family members and friends on multiple occasions. What is it? All right? And I don't think that the family members or the friends actually know. And I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. Okay? They do it all year round. Okay? Think about it. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you work on that, I'm going to go to the Zoom. We got Dasque on Zoom or we got him on the phone line? We got him on the Zoom and we got a call too, right? So we get to the call in a second, but let me get to Dasque first. Dasque, what's good, man?
Hey, what's going on, Audie? How they going?
Boy, looky, I see you've been doing some extracurricular activities over the weekend, you know.
I started the gym too.
No, you're not. You started the gym. I know on Friday, numbers were starting to close. Then all of a sudden, you wake some magic, some Waptuzzi, and now numbers good, separating good. Again.
Good job.
So now, you have forced me to break out my original army. So now they're going to get me, for the next couple of weeks, they're going to get me some Bahamian originals to go along with my Bahamian original KFC.
So, all right, guess where he is, though? In the office,
eh? I'd awake, so I know if I'd awake you somewhere out there. You probably in a KFC location right now.
I buy the tourists, and I've been mixing mingling with the tourists, and I was asking them, hold on, let me roll up on this one right now. Sir, where are you visiting from?
Man, I'm coming from North Carolina.
North Carolina, from KFC. What's your favorite? Is it original or is it spicy? What do you prefer?
Ooh, man, you know I'm finna get a spicy olive.
Hey, spicy. Hold on. First of all, ask him where in North Carolina is he from?
He say, where in North Carolina are you from?
By the beach.
What by the beach? So that means he's from the Outer Banks. That dude don't eat no chicken. He's eat crabs and shells. I've been to North Carolina. So don't talk about the Outer Banks about chicken. They wouldn't know chicken would slap him in the face.
Naughty, that's just my friend.
But hold on. Let me greet him in the North Carolina welcome. Hey, brother, what's good? I hope you're doing good. You got some barbecue? You want to go to the Waffle House or you want to go to the NASCAR race? Because NASCAR is a great sport.
His American accent ain't not good, Naughty. We try to swing you. It ain't work.
It ain't good work because I believe I know that same dude from North Carolina who's beat on by the dogs, too. I believe he tried to sell me something that I was a tourist one time, too.
He's not from North Carolina.
He's a Bahamian friend like he's from North Carolina. He tried to sell me something on Bay Street while I was a tourist one time. I know exactly who you talking about.
Oh, Naughty know just who you is.
Naughty
know. Yeah, he know you is. Like, let me go find someone. So I'm not out here with the tourists, but hey, still spicy anyway, Naughty.
So what are you saying? The spicy is predicated on a bunch of lies today, unlike the original?
No, it's not.
Based on foundation and substance?
I do not spread any propaganda, and I never said a word ever in my life. Propaganda, bamboozle, hoodwink.
Hey, we don't say that. We don't say anywhere with that word in it. You know, we wrote it KFC. Nothing with bomb or nothing boozled in it. No. We don't do that because that don't count.
Okay. No, I just was trying to do with them politicians to say with them. Politicians.
Listen,
to say when
that's
they,
why everybody like you. That's why you got such a huge following because you don't sound like the politicians. So don't start now.
Okay. So don't start. All right. Just making sure. But Tim Spicy regardless, boy. Tim Spicy regardless.
But guess what? I got
things going on in your end.
Things good. As a matter of fact, you talking about the tourists. I going to do something tonight because I heard them comics talking about KFC last weekend when I was in there, right?
Uh-oh.
Talking about how good it tastes. They don't know nothing. That American KFC ain't even close to what we got. Ain't even close. So tonight,
you know what we need to do?
I take him a five-piece.
We need to come up. So do you know there's this thing going around that Freeport has the best tasting KFC chicken?
Listen, And I can go out
so
on a limb right now.
So that's a conspiracy I would like to.
I could go out on a limb. No, no, no. I can go out on a limb right now. And I know I can solve it for you, brother. My better half, MJ, is from Freeport. It's from Grand Bahama. But I will risk sleeping on the sofa today. That can't even see New Providence KFC. Can't even see it.
What?
Can't even see it. It's a bunch of lies. Tell Grand Bahama, stick to Hugh Campbell.
I don't know.
Stick
the
spelling bee.
Kind of early
and stick to whatever, but it ain't
The lavender herbs and spices, they switch out one of them.
No, listen to me. You know Freeport is beyond.
Something about them naughty.
That's great. You know why it ain't no true? Freeport is beyond my show every Tuesday with the Freeport Report. You think between Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper, as much they love to brag on Grand Bahama, they wouldn't have thrown that KFC in our face right now, long time?
But I
personally you know they like brag.
And I see where they're coming from, naughty.
I've had my experience there too. That's why I can tell you.
No, man, you have to open up your mind, man.
That's why I married my wife from Freeport.
When you're original so long, you can't open up your mind to new things.
No, listen, when you're original, one original,
no,
listen, part of being original is being objective. And that's why you do the taste test. And I'm just saying, the Freeport KFC compared to the New Providence KFC is knock off like your boy from North Carolina. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. We need to talk to the people in the Bahamas at large. They need to chime in and tell us if they agree with me that Freeport, because you know there's Bragg, but they KFC, is it better than Nassau? And what do they think makes it better? That's a conversational piece right there.
Never, 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 never. The only thing Sarah Kirkby could bring me from Freeport that might be halfway decent and can hang in New Providence is a potty. Them hot potty from Freeport carrying on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, boy.
All right,
yeah,
so.
What I had, a pizza party?
You had one of them too, yeah, man, they off the chain. But as far as the chicken go, ain't nothing happening. Now see what you done caused.
Give it up to the people.
But that's great. Now look what you done caused. I got my daddy massive in the 242 texting me. And all of them ringing out saying, hold on, just like Carifta, Jamaica was the best. KFC from Jamaica is the best.
Now the foolishness starting. See, let me go. Let me go finish walk down Dan and ask him if they see him original, team spicy. But go talk to the people. Let them chime in.
I don't handle the cause. My producer handle the cause. Even though he's the original lover, he ain't gonna be biased.
Okay, just making sure. And you let me know what they say. I can be listening.
I can let you know tonight because I doing something live from Jokers with a taste test. I take him a 5-piece in the back there. And guess what? I can make them American Comics Jones for that tonight, buddy. Jones.
All right, cool. I can link up with you tonight then.
You can come home. As a matter of fact, you need to start coming over there too because I need some vacation time.
Yeah, I can link you tonight.
All right, but start going out
so
there.
We can catch up.
And next time I hear from you, I want a real tourist. I want a Becky with blonde hair and blue eyes. Not a Karen. I want a Becky.
Hold on, I find one. I think he's American. I can talk to him. I can let you know.
All right. Be safe, that's
good. Orale, papi.
Orale, papi. That's Mexicano, bro. Right now, you're talking to one of them wakers painting downtown. That's great. When you find a real tourist, call me Blaze. Until then, original run the road. But get to your favorite KFC location because there's no real loser. Everybody wins with KFC. Whether it's original, whether it's spicy, whether it's the sandwiches, whether it's, you know, the boneless breast, whether it's the bites, all of that. And the sandwiches, my God, you got the, you know, you got the Colonel's Choice. You got the zinger, the barbecue glazing, all that goodness going on. All right? What you really need is a dining rewards program card. Get signed up with that so you can take advantage every time you go into your favorite KFC. But like I say, vote.kfcnassau.com, vote.kfcnassau.com, vote for the original, vote for the spicy, whatever tickles your fancy, but we know original run the road. That's why we've been here so long. There you go. All right? So rock the boat, vote.kfcnassau.com. Rock the boat for whichever one is your favorite. And keep on listening out right here because we got more prizes to give away and more giveaways coming up. And if you see Dasque, you know, make sure to holler at him. You never know, you could win a prize on the spot. When you see me, holler at me. You never know, you could win a prize on the spot. All right? Get it? Good. Now we got that all out of the way. Let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We're going to hit you off with the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes and open up the phone lines. We'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And we'll take my dog and doing his coffee break. All on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
after a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors, all topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to fall out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Your mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got Sparky lined up, so let's hit Sparky real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Evan Naughty.
What you got, Sparky? What you got for me today,
man? First of all, let me tell you something. I get hacked.
You got hacked, eh?
I get hacked. I was informed the other day that somebody come and say, Sparky, you know your Facebook and Messenger account been hacked. I said, been who?
You probably got hacked after that voice note you put out on the weekend. Boy, that was a hard voice note, but
I know what's going on, but somebody tell me, say, I say, but I ain't been on Facebook for the week. How y'all gonna tell me I talking and carrying on Facebook? I say, I even ain't been on Facebook. Say, boy, you hack. I tried to find out. I've been to the place to find out from the people working in Batelco how to clear my thing and this and that and that. So I just go into it and I say, uninstall. I just take Messenger and take right down. So if anybody went Sparky on Facebook, that ain't me.
All right, that ain't you. But the voice note was you, though, right?
I try to figure out what voice note they talking about, because the voice note come, it must have come from WhatsApp.
No, WhatsApp voice note I ever used, Sparky. You was calling all the letters of the alphabet off of. You was carrying on. You was running hot.
Dr. Bottles is waking.
I got to get you a bucket of original to sop that up.
Yeah, but you see, I was listening to you and the buddy are talking about the originals and the spicy now. I can be honest with you now. The original them, off the chain. The spicy them, off the chain. Because I like my gold pepper. I'm the finger pepper, so I normally ask them to mix. Like, give me a mixed three-piece with original and spicy. So Kentucky can't row me.
You just trying to play devil's advocate now. You just trying to, play the fence. You ain't never played
defense.
You trying to play it now.
Look here, you got to do that. Cause just go PLP all the way, you might get victimized. If you go FNM all the way, you might get victimized. So just say, I in the middle.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But there ain't nothing wrong with that. You just make your decision, because the only day you got power is election day. After election day, your ex gone, your power gone.
There you go.
But now, I was saying the other day, but Naughty, let me tell you some serious thing going on in this country. I found out the other day, just listening to Guardian, that we got the answer to the picks in this country, you know.
We got the what?
Right then, Guardian.
We got
you
the
know
what?
The secret?
What's the secret?
This is your power line. You, Graham, C. Allen, Howard, what's your name? Howard Grant.
How do you break out the microphone and leave it in pieces?
Yeah, but I was to call you, but that y'all have sanitized that microphone. Y'all have sprayed them up with Dettol and Lysol and things.
We all sanitized them.
Because y'all better begin. Some things would be flying at them microphones.
Yeah, I sanitized just now because I see some
things
flying.
You better spray them up because half of them is leaves and things crawling on them. And then they spit up and thing on the microphone.
Why are you talking all Howard business, man?
Let me tell you something. If we get that seven fellas there, I say, Mr. Lang, Shavago Lang, because you know you can't tell him nothing, you can't row with him because he's winning all the argument. And then the next one missing now, we got Juan McCartney, we need to bring him back. Juan McCartney, Shavago Lang, you, C. Allen, Graham, Howard, and what the next one then? I'm 52.
What happened to Dwight?
Dwight come up too early in the morning. Dwight is...
Oh, he's be hungover when Dwight on.
We can put Dwight in there.
Yeah, but not Dwight, he was be hungover that mini-major roster, you know.
Yeah, but listen to me. If we get y'all, it's 80 y'all. If we get y'all and fire everybody down Bay Street in this House Assembly, if we get y'all down by the House Assembly, right, y'all is the smartest people in this country, especially C. Allen and Graham. I'm 52.
Well, hold on.
Listen to him.
If Graham is the smartest person in the country, we're in trouble, babe.
No, but who?
If Graham is the smartest person in the country, we're in trouble.
No, C. Allen is.
That was a joke. That was a joke. He's only poking my boy, Graham.
Okay, but C. Allen and 52, they're the smartest people in the world. They got the answers to everything.
They're solid, man. They
but
they
I can't find out any of them is millionaire yet.
Listen, you don't have to. You was a millionaire yet?
But I never say I was smart.
But you ain't never say you was dumb either, right?
I dumb. I just ride
right
on the wings.
All right then. This is me now.
I ride on the wings of Arthur Guinness, my cousin.
There you go. But keep riding on them wings. Hey, you're coming tomorrow.
Things, but...
You do. Let's get to that next call, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is GNN.
Hey, what's going on? Get a news? What's happening?
Not a thing, man. Listen.
Now, I know you got some questions for me hitting me, but I got some questions for you coming. I need to know what the ghetto's saying, all right? So what you got for me?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, but Sparky, you could be joking that I am on that voice note, because only one my Putin voice ain't like Sparky voice.
Well, that's bucking mud on that voice note, but that's the goblin. You know it, and I know it.
Hey, but listen, I called you in support of you. See, them other fellas, them, what does drop the carrying number and buy all kind of other number like spicy and barbecue and things like that, and they don't want to carry their original number. Ain't nothing happening for them. Every time
you don't play your original number, guess what has come? Your original number. To remind you, you do fool and you ain't play me.
Ain't nothing in the world tastes better than KFC original.
Tell them again, brother.
Especially if you put one them little bag or two them little bag of ketchup on that man, naughty man. He called me. Listen, I win anything. I win no KFC.
No. Yeah, give my producer your name. I give a new T-shirt, bag, and coupons for this, bite.
Yeah, man.
Just unsolicited testimony for original. I got to hook you up.
Listen, there is no ketchup like Kentucky ketchup piece of original chicken.
Hold on. How about this, though? When you get it fresh out the box and it juicy, 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 and you put that ketchup on, and you bite in, and piece of little juice is just spurting.
And guess what?
And just go straight. That's when ties go straight right through to the big bite. You know, like, oh, the flavor's off the chin.
Naughty, I got to disagree with you. Little piece, though. Because Freeport still got the original macaroni, even although it tastes bad.
That's the only thing that might be saving them. But everything else, mash up.
Yeah, Freeport still got all them American stuff.
I can't eat them bird over there. Them steroid bird, boy. And them chicken look like turkey, something wrong. They're genetically modified.
That.
Yeah, man.
Give me my big boy chicken in Kentucky over here.
1967, original first KFC in New Providence, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
I came in for Kentucky, boy. I wore in 1 2-piece, boy.
Hold the line. Get my producer all your information. I got you. I got more than a 2-piece for you. I get T-shirt, now, and I get coupons.
What else you want to ask me?
Now, I need to know what's going on out of the Ghetto News Network. What is the ghetto saying
on
this?
Let me tell you what we don't like in the ghetto.
But let me ask you this question, and then tell me what you don't like. But this big headline in the Guardian today, police rape claim being taken seriously. Bonamy assures no double standard in probing allegations made against MP. But you just see a male nurse on a cruise ship get accused of assaulting a passenger. I'm molesting a passenger in custody, being questioned. Me or you do something like that, be in custody, being questioned. Now,
in custody.
You are innocent until proven guilty, correct? But you still got to go through the process. So why isn't this MP going through the process?
Well, that's what I was rallying right now this morning.
I want to know what the ghetto's saying on that.
We too secretive. I told right this morning, this country is too secretive because if that was me or Naughty Nicks accused or something, that name would have been all over Facebook. You think Sparky get hacked? I name it a bit all over Facebook. I told Dwight, listen, in the ghetto, if we are, the police will question us, they can say, listen, we seeking Naughty Nicks for questioning. So if you could call Naughty Nicks' name, you ain't got to say he guilty. Just say, listen, the police looking for Naughty for questioning involving the matter. If he is guilty or been charged, then you could come on the radio and say, listen, Naughty has been charged for such and such a thing. Why are we so secretive? We don't want to show your face. We don't want to show your name and a man over 21, you know.
But listen, if I was in there going, my boy, you need to say something, because now all kind of other MPs in here, now they might be looking at me square, thinking it's me.
Hey, that's wrong, Naughty. And they wonder why, the man from across the sea, the water, call us. Hey, we got to be the stupidest set of people in the world over here in the Bahamas.
But I get to talk about that now. I get to play the clip in a minute from the Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. I thought I'd never say that, but Anthony is used to say it. But I got to say that, but we got to be the stupidest set of electric in the world. Listen, put me on to the producer.
Yeah.
I try and keep it for the
Mr. Producer, get his info for me so I can make sure I get him straight, man. I got you covered, and I can hit you up and let you know how to collect. Of course, sir, but that's a great segue. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll into newsletter in today's Guardian. Regional leaders asked whether Bahamian judges live on Mars as he questioned how courts could grant bail to people accused of murder. Mr. Producer, we got that clip lined up? Let's get to that clip from Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Ralph Gonsalves. And listen, we have to look at it. The region is laughing at us. The region is raising eyebrows, saying, are we on Mars? So that screams that our judiciary needs to be addressed. We need to look at our laws. We need to look at our judicial system. We need to look at all of it and see why we are laughing stock. Let's go to that clip right there, if we have it, please, Mr. Producer. Callers, I see you. I'll get to you right after the clip. I'm just waiting on my producer. And it's coming. But like I said, and this is a major address. This is among, you know, members of the region and judges throughout the region and throughout the Caribbean. And this is how we looking? We got that clip, Mr. Producer? Callers, I see you. I get to you. We just going through a little something right here, but we'll get to it. No worries. Look at these answers for the trivia. No, not sleep with their spouse. Not talk about them behind their back. Not avoid calls. Borrow money to never pay back. Nope. Wear their clothes. Pray for them. Nope. Babysit for a family member. Nothing. Cover up by telling them. We got that, Mr. Producer? All right. So let's get to the break. And we'll jump back in right after the break on the Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. Going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity.
We want local government.
Fix the ride.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at Rise Bahamas.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Savor the delicious coffee combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
All Back at you on the Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads. And here's the clip that I was referring to from St. Vincent and Grenadine Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez referring and making reference to our judicial system and our judges.
It's why St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez is reiterating calls for the death penalty.
I'm a Roman Catholic. The Catholic Church preaches that we shouldn't have the death penalty. And my mother was a Catholic, Legion of Mary. She taught me that we mustn't have the death penalty. I happen to think that both my mother and the Pope are wrong. For crimes, for murder, other than a crime of passion, you should get the death penalty.
Dr. Gonzalez dismissed the possible repercussions from European countries.
I am satisfied, being as a legal practitioner for many years, that most of the people who do killing, they are cowards. Never mind this macho thing which you see they may present. They're absolute cowards.
Judges across the region as well were not spared at the wrath of Dr. Gonzalez.
Too many of our judges and our magistrates are too soft. Sometimes you get the impression that some magistrates, depending on who is the lawyer, their people seem to get a better treatment, their clients. Everybody talks about this, you know, but they talk about it behind closed doors. You don't hear it from a prime minister. Well, let us begin to talk about these things too. All of these matters touch and concern how we are going to address this question.
He also called for drastic changes in how bail is granted within the region.
How can you go and give up somebody who is charged for murder bail? Let's be serious. How can you do that? I saw in the numbers from the Bahamas. Where those judges live? On Mars?
Now, all I can say is, we've been saying it here locally for years. There are loopholes in our system. We need to fix some flaws in the judicial system. And I'm not referring to the judges. I'm just talking about the system. Then when you add the components, you know, take, for example, you know, this year you're a practicing lawyer. Next year you, and now you're a minister. How does that really, you don't want it to be bad for business post-election, correct? So you got to look at all the mitigating factors that are involved in all of this. And it's something we have to look at, because in the region, we're getting looked at with a side eye. And we're a lot better than that. So why don't we close the obvious loopholes that we need to close, make the adjustments we need to adjust, so we could be the leader in the region, the example, the watermark, rather than the laughing stock. Let me get this call in real quick before we get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nord, how you doing, my brother?
All good, JJ. Make it quick. We got to get to the news. What you got for me today, bro?
Yeah. The same thing, what we said a while ago, but yes, we saying it. See, these lawyers don't want to fix nothing. But for a small country like the Bahamas, we don't need more lawyers in this country. We got too many lawyers. Some of them we can have to do. That's what I'm saying. Naughty, and what Marvin was saying, look here, Sparky, he's not going to change this country until we get ready to move to school. We need to put the 1970s behemoth people in there, the real behemoth. Not the God, say the Queen, and the slave master. And time to take my call. And go Lakers.
All right, there you go, Spark. I mean, JJ, I appreciate you, man. Naughty, I like that real conversation. We have too many lawyers in Parliament. That's the problem. Well, we'll continue this real conversation tomorrow. We'll continue it with sports after the break, because that's what we got to get. The news is up next. And your answer to your trivia was regifting. 83% said they regift. They will regift. If you give them a gift they don't like, they're going to give it to somebody else. So next time you get a gift from a female family member, just know there's an 83% chance that you were regifted.
This is...
Talking Heads with Marty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Shaw's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, Scotia Bank, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're up into the 5 o'clock hour, 5, 10 p.m. is the time. So, you know, we're going to talk sports. And we set it off like we always do today in sports history. We got Pearl chimed in yet? Keep an eye out for him. He's zooming now. On this day, and of course, it's brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m., happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Great drink specials, great food specials. Be sure to check them out. Give them a call. See what's going on. 377-7776. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And on this day, in April 19th, 1897, the first annual Boston Marathon was held. It was the first of its type in the U.S. I hear the Pearl.
I'm here.
Listen, you could never be a Navy SEAL. You'll never...
I wasn't trying to.
All right, no problem.
When I need to, I will.
You'll never sneak up on nobody, wait. Never. 1960.
Sneak, maybe not up, but sneak, yeah.
Baseball uniforms began displaying players' names on their backs in 1960. 1966, on this day, California opened Anaheim Stadium against the Chicago White Sox. That was the home of the Angels. Then they moved to Los Angeles. 1968 in Chicago, the National League approved expansion to Montreal and San Diego. Dallas-Fort Worth failed in its bid for an NL franchise. Obviously, that Montreal franchise is now the Washington Nationals. I think they should bring the Expos back. What say you, Pearly?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
A lot of history, a lot of tradition, man.
Yeah, there was.
I remember.
Toronto's building that history back.
I remember Rick Monday hit a big pinch-hit home run against a very talented Montreal Expo team with Gary Carter. And you had a young Marquise Grissom, and you had Andre Dawson in center field. All right?
That's right.
You know, you had some good players on that team. Some really good players
on that team.
At a time, who was a rookie, The Rock, Tim Raines, who went on to be a star.
Raines was a really good ball player.
Andre Dawson was another great one. And Wallach over there, third, was another good player for him. You know, they had some pieces to that team. Rick Monday just broke their heart. I'll never forget it. No. Now we got somebody chiming in. Hold on.
Rick Monday ended up being a Dodger.
How did Rick Monday end up being a Dodger?
There was a game going on, and he was playing for Montreal then. And a guy tried to yuck down the American flag to destroy it, and Rick climbed up over the fence and snatched it from him and everything, and he became an LA hero.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, let me just wrap this portion up, because I got a texter already just chimed something in, and I really want to see what your take is on it, because I'm about to cry BS on it. And I have my reasons why.
Okay.
1988, the Philadelphia 76ers on this day retired Julius Erving's number 6 before the home game. A Dr. J statue was also unveiled. 1992, on this day, Michael Jordan won his 6th scoring title with an average of 30.1 points per game. 1999, Cal Ripken Jr. of the Baltimore Orioles was placed on the disabled list for the first time in his 19-year career. He was suffering from a back problem. And your sports quote of the day, ask not what your teammates can do for you, ask what you can do for your teammates. Magic Johnson.
Yep.
All right. So now, before we get to the loco, we were talking about Rick Monday. We're talking about the Dodgers. Tester just chimes in. Barry Bonds is the baseball GOAT, period.
Bro, bring some for me. Whatever it is you want, bring some for me. Please bring some for me now.
Now.
Barry Bonds even in the top 10.
And this is without, we're even taking into consideration the alleged steroid use.
I wouldn't even take that into consideration. He was a great home run hitter. That's about it.
No, but I mean, listen to me.
He was a good ball player. He was a good ball player, but he's not top 10.
Barry Bonds was a great player, but I will put Ken Griffey Jr. over Barry Bonds.
I would put Ken Griffey Jr. over Barry Bonds as well.
And I'll put the late, great Roberto Clemente above all.
I'd put Roberto Clemente above all of them as well.
I mean, come on.
And then you got some young players now, like Trout and the Japanese, Ohtani. I'd put above him, too.
You know, I mean, yeah, now, here's the recant, Purdy. Yeah, Bonds might have been the best home run hitter. You can have that argument. We can have that conversation.
Yeah, we can have that one.
But not the outright GOAT.
No.
Hell, if you're gonna name a GOAT for baseball, I'll tell you who it is. Because of what he did on the field, what he did socially, what he did and blazed the trail is Jackie Robinson. That's the GOAT in baseball.
Yep, and I wouldn't argue that at all.
If you put up the numbers he put up and you had the career he put up with all the racial slurs, all the racial threats, all the politics, all the BS, by far, if you look at it, Robinson should be the GOAT.
If you look, yes. Yes.
And I'm sure you'll have some people chime in and say, well, what about the Bambino?
Oh, the Bambino. All right.
Well, you know, it was interesting yesterday. Ohtani hit a home run on the same day, 100 years later, that Babe Ruth hit one.
Yes, I saw that. You know, but yesterday was a great... Speaking of the GOAT, did you see the game that Kershaw pitched last night?
Buddy, I saw the highlights. He was on fuego.
He was hot.
That's
7 innings, no runs,
that's
3
what you
hits.
Call, that's what you call
9 Ks.
That's what you
nine
call
Ks
straight
and no
nasty, okay? Straight nasty. That's what you call when a pitcher is dealing.
He threw 105 pitches and 84 of them were strikes.
That's what you want from a pitcher, man. And
man,
see what a lot of people
on point last night. I sat up and watched him on point. I was at on he handcuffed the New York Mets. Wasn't like he handcuffed for Donkey Tim. He handcuffed for Tim, the favorite to win the NL East.
But then again, you look at him, and how many pitches does he have? At least 4 that he worked, and a 5th one that he throws in there sometimes as well.
Yep.
And that's why it's important, especially when you're developing young players, to let them realize, yeah, you can throw 100-mile-an-hour fastball. You can throw 90-mile-an-hour, but you got to have more pitches to go along with that.
He's got the fastball. Because
if there's one thing
up.
That major league hitters know how to hit, is the what? It's a fastball.
Yes, they hit your fastball, but if you could take 10 miles an hour off that fastball, Kershaw got a curveball that sometimes go 90 degrees.
Listen, Purdy, I got something for you now to be talking baseball. And I saw this today, and my mind ran on you, and I said, you know what? Let me get on the air. Me and Pearly could talk about this.
Oh, I know, but somebody's going to buy for me. Okay, what is it?
No. listen, my good friend, Randall Benneby, big baseball aficionado, sent this for us to look at in the group, right? And you know, the game started as pitchers. All-time major league leaders in games started as pitchers, okay? And Cy Young is still up there with 815. Then you got Nolan Ryan with 773. Now you can smile when I call this name. Your boy, original Los Angeles Dodger, Don Sutton with 756.
Gotta love him.
Then you had my guy, Greg Maddux, Mr. 87-mile-an-hour fastball, and four other pitches to go with it, make you look stupid, 740.
Yep.
This is a surprise. One of the Negro brothers, Phil Negro, with 716 career starts.
No. Phil was an iron horse. Phil was an iron horse.
Yeah, but he used to pitch low nanny. But yeah, I get you. But
that curveball, you had to get that.
And you forget his knuckleball, right? The knuckleball was ridiculous.
Yes, it was ridiculous. It danced. It literally danced.
Here's another.
You think a hurricane was sitting in his gear all over the plate.
Here's another great one. When I think of Philadelphia Phillies, I think of Steve Carlton, the big lefty, 709 career starts. Cannot run away from that.
Yeah. Then he's one of the greatest.
You had 707 by Roger Clemens, former Red Sox, former Yankee. Now guess what? We're gonna claim this one because I think he was more popular as a Yankee than he was as a Dodger. Tommy John. 700 starts.
More popular with Yankee and the surgery became after him as a Dodger. Don't try that, buddy.
I just wanted to throw it out there to see what you have to say.
y'all got him and he was about finished.
Yeah, Gaylord Perry, extremely underrated. And he used to doctor the ball too, but Gaylord Perry was a beast. Himself. And listen, another one from way back in the day from Cy Young's era, Pud Galvin, 688 career starts.
And he had one of the highest. He had one of the highest bin percentage in baseball.
Yep, and here's two on the back end that you might not think of. Bert Blyleven, who pitched for the Twins and many other teams, was 685.
And the Pirates too, I think.
Yep, and then you had Tom Glavine, the other part of that Atlanta battery with Smoltz and Glavine, Merker that was beastly at 682. But those right there were some very, very good pitches when I think about it.
Those guys who were there every 4 days. Every 4 days, they were in the lineup. They didn't get hurt often. And, you know?
Yeah, go ahead. They didn't get hurt that often, and you look at
them. They were just there. They were, every 4 days, you could rely. You could see this guy start. You could see this guy. You could pencil his name in from the beginning of the season all the way down to September that he can start every four days.
And they can give you at least 7 innings.
Yes.
The one on there that jumps out to me the most... If you got to pick a starting rotation out of that list, and you got to pick four, my God! Well, just because I never saw him play, and I heard how brilliant he was, we got to put Cy Young on the list.
I got to understand Sandy Koufax wasn't on that list.
I was just gonna say Sandy Koufax is one that should have been up there too, and a couple others as well. Jim Palmer from the Orioles should be another one in the conversation.
Yeah. Jim Palmer became a heartthrob model for Head and Shoulders.
And underwear too, jockey. He used to wear jockey too, remember that?
Yes.
But on this, does that take
He had a third baseman played with him, Brooks Robinson, the human vacuum cleaner.
Yes, sir. Boy, off this list, boy, I got to take Cy Young, Nolan Ryan, Greg Maddux, and then I need a lefty, right? So you know I go in with Carlton. That's going to be my four right there.
Yeah, Steve Carlton, yeah. That's a good starting rotation.
But when you turn down Don Sutton, Phil Negro, Tommy John, Roger Clemens, Gaylord Perry, Pud Galvin, Bert Blyleven,
I would take Sutton over Maddux.
Yeah, because you're a Dodger.
Yeah. All right,
let's go to the phone lines. We got a call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Super King Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, my brother? Everything good? What's going on with you, man?
Yeah, this Tiger Radio.
What's happening, Tiger? What you got for us today?
Man, what I got for you all is there to window.
You mean the Cowboys? But
man, I thought we was going to go one day without talking about the Cowboys. Goodness.
We're looking good right now. There's some rumors rumbling that we may trade up in the draft for Bijan Robinson.
Are we eligible for playoffs?
No, the season ain't even started, so everybody eligible.
Go first.
Because the season ain't playing. So technically, we're not eligible because it's not an NFL season.
I think he's actually the favorite to make it to the playoffs this year.
On all the players right now.
I look at us to either win the division outright or be a wild card like we were last year.
Don't fool yourself. Philadelphia
then lost players like Israelites out of Egypt.
You ain't winning that division.
Worry about your division.
You're going to be a wild card team and get knocked out of the playoffs.
Hold on. Worry about your team because the last time your mouth was hard like this.
Oh, we winning that division. The Dolphins winning the AFC East. I ain't worrying about that.
Pearly, remember the last time your mouth was hard like this? You got to pay a bet, you know. You got to put on a Cowboy jersey. Just let me remind you.
From that.
All right.
No. See, the difference with the bet was that you would do better than me. Yes, you did better than me. But y'all ain't no team.
No.
Jack Prescott last year to try it.
Now, listen, Tiger, I don't know what you've been betting on today. But if you asking us, we still got Emmitt Smith, me and Pearly want some of that.
I just say asking you. If we still had Smith, you would know that would have been approved. The playoff champions.
Man. And if we would have still had Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin, we might have won a Super Bowl by now too.
No, because they'd have been too old.
Exactly. But I think what you need to look at there, Tiger, is look at some of the young players that are gonna get a burn for Dallas this year. All right. We got Sam Williams, who we drafted last year. He's gonna step up on the defensive line. You got Micah Parsons still doing his thing on the defense. We re-signed some free agents that we need to, and we got the draft. Yeah. Possibly moving up all the way to number 9 with the Bears and possibly going after Bijan Robinson, the running back from Texas.
Don't need him because you ain't a nominee.
Mr. Naughty, not mean to switch the conversation. I just want to stick this pen in before we go. I can leave right now, but if you think what was going on in our country now, if that was an FNM, you wouldn't think they would have been before the court?
Well, listen. They gotta go before
got
the
names.
No, you gotta go before the court. And we've seen former MPs and we've seen former cabinet ministers go before the court from both sides. So I need to know why, if it's part of the process, this MP with these allegations hasn't gone at least been interviewed before the courts if necessary.
They're doing their investigations, Naughty. They gotta do their due diligence.
I just wanted to bring that clear because I know if that was say me or a real FNL. That allegation would have been all over the media.
Don't even make it political. If it was me or you, we would have done been locked up.
And nobody would know the name. And are you surprised you all being in the media? None of y'all calling the name.
Well,
they know the name. Everybody know who it is, but you have to wait for the process. The minute the police say something, you can say something, but you can't say anything because nobody's been charged officially. And you can't say the name just yet. That's opening a lawsuit out of this world. So you just gotta wait.
I know what that one is. I know, but he makes legally sense. That's legally sense. No.
So time will tell, my brother. We'll know in a few days. Yeah, I suspect by next week sometime this will all come to fruition.
Y'all be real, but the Dallas Cowboys, that's who he is. Okay.
All right, Tiger, drink one for me and Bernie.
Dallas will be lucky to make the playoffs.
You lucky to be on the next break if you keep that up. But listen, real quick, Pearly, I got to look at it. I understand what you said about it.
Oh, no, don't be jumping on my Lakers because stuff other people put in chat. Yeah, don't worry about Obi putting in the chat. You know, leave my Lakers alone. My Lakers ain't got nothing to do with them other two teams. Them other two entities.
But you see what I see? You see the phrase entity where they riddle off in any minute, right?
I see that. But I say, if you had it good, I was killing myself laughing at a slip Lakers.
Because only because LeBron you're there. Only because LeBron you're there. And I've met with the line of conversation.
Boy, but that was funny though. That was funny.
I had to hit him. You know, he's gonna get boys with that. But no,
thank God you had the can. You might have threw the can at him
for real. But probably, you know what? Maybe on Friday, I need you to chime in that early 4 o'clock hour because we got a lot of conversation about that same topic we were just talking about, man.
Okay,
and I think we need to have some objective opinions on it. Because at the end of the day,
no problem.
No, because you actually said something. It made sense, right? It's under investigation. My next question would be, why is this investigation taking so long? Because if it was me or you, we would have done big snatch up.
You got to be thorough. You got to do it properly. All right. So because even if it comes back and they dismiss it, you got to make sure you were.
Okay, what about right? The thoroughness of the male nurse on the cruise ship allegedly being taken into custody for molesting a female passenger?
See, that's it. I didn't hear about that. Enlighten me, son. Enlighten
me. Man, it was reported on the waters, and when we got to the port of call, he was in custody.
Wow, interesting.
So I'm just saying, if there's you know,
good for the goose, you got to be good for the gander.
If there's 440 speed on one play, it should be 440 speed on another. Hey,
I agree.
That's all I'm saying, because now it starts to make me wonder if the rug is being lifted and we're gonna see another, you know, scenario of sweeping under the rug.
Boy, I can't wait to see.
Anyway, we'll talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, I hear you're bouncing up between baseball, basketball, football, and everything. I hear you mention Warren Marichal and Bob Gibson.
Boy, Sparky, thank you. Wait, that's two good names.
One of the prettiest fellas on the mound was Warren Marichal with the highest. They say he had the highest kick.
Warren Marichal did not have a kick.
Their name didn't come up because we were talking about amount of innings pitched. But if you would look at their winning percentage or their wins, they'll be way up their numbers.
No, we were talking about starts, career starts for a team. Now,
career
Gibson,
starts, right. Career
Gibson,
starts, correct.
Gibson,
right.
As far as winning and strikeouts go, is up there. And Marichal is another one.
Which pitcher has the highest winning percentage of all time based on a minimum of 400 starts? You know who that pitcher is, right?
Who is that pitcher?
The GOAT.
Who's the goat in your book? Sandy Koufax.
Clayton Kershaw.
Already?
He has the highest winning percentage of all time in terms of 400 starts or more.
Go ahead, Spark.
Well, I was trying to remember you all cut my conversation. I forget.
No, you were talking about Gibson, and you were talking about Marichal.
Yeah, but my sometimes must be creep right in there, because when y'all block me, when y'all start talking something else, I just...
We was talking pitchers.
I forget, but I remember back in the days, you know, with Sandy Koufax, Warren Marichal, Bob Gibson, and all
what
that.
What about the great Louis Tiant? When you talk about deliveries, Louis...
Remember when Bella used to call it
the bully?
Mark the Bird Friedrich. He was Rookie of the Year for Detroit.
Athletics, eh? What the team name
is? Detroit Tigers. He was Rookie of the Year for the Detroit Tigers.
He used to talk to the baseball. He used to have a real conversation with the baseball.
Three great...
That's the fellow who changed the look of baseball when he started wearing that long hair.
Yeah, and he had three... Remember
one time ago that the baseball players had to be groomed and clean and all that kind of thing?
Correct, Amanda.
Then this fella started coming, he's long hair, bad, and all that kind of thing, like... Who the hell this fella is doing that? We can't do that in baseball.
Yeah.
You remember, y'all remember when all, like on football, all the coaches used to wear suit and tie and thing on the sideline?
Well, that fella's
coming out in warm-up suit and day.
Bedaro was hot as well, right?
But the fella named the Dallas Cowboys who used to wear a suit thing, what's his name? What was the coach name for the Dallas Cowboys one time ago?
That's Naughty Coach.
Who are we talking about, man?
Your coach from Dallas, who wore the hat and the
Tom
suit.
Tom Landry.
Yeah, the one with the hat, the great suit, the tie, and white jeans, the tie, and thing.
Tom Landry.
Tom Landry,
yeah. Remember when everybody had to dress like that, like you go into the office? Now they look like they're playing on the team.
He used to have his team in uniform. The Cowboys used to have to wear suits on the road.
Yeah, when they'd be interviewing things, they'd be getting interviewed with the T-shirt on and things.
But you know,
speaking on what you're speaking on, it shows us the way we grew up, how the world has changed, hey. It's like everybody's like liberal, ain't nobody into all of that systematic thing no more. Everybody just let loose and let fly. Have a good day.
All right, this Mark, appreciate you chiming in. Yeah, so Pearly, I tell you, man. Louis Tiant was one right there.
Louis was awesome. He was an awesome pitcher.
Yep. Now,
and I think he was about 100 years old when he was there. I think he lied about his age, but he still was awesome.
He was. Some people say Louis was 200.
But you know, one name
old.
He never brought up, and I'm so hurt you didn't bring his name up. The great left-hander, out of Mexico.
Fernando Valenzuela, El Gran Dodger.
There you go. Rookie of the year and MVP in the first year in the league.
Well, then guess what? If we can bring him up, then we got to bring up another one from the Yankees. Louisiana Lightning himself.
Who?
Guidry.
Oh, yeah. Ron Guidry, yeah.
I mean, come on, Louisiana Lightning. If you're going to go there, we got to go with Ron Guidry, too.
Okay, all right. I know you can try to find
And Lord bless the dead, I'll tell you, that's my good friend, the late Frankie the Yankee Simmons hitting me from the other side, tapping me, reminding me of lightning. Thank you, Frankie. Because you know, if he was here, Frankie was going to call in and remind us of Ron Guidry. We know that already.
Yeah, he would have. He would have.
Ron Guidry was a beast for the Yankees, though. For many years.
He was.
So we'll see. But let's get to the first break, Pearly. All right.
Before we go to the break, I was watching the House of Assembly earlier today, right?
Oh, gosh.
And I had to cringe when I ain't gonna call the minister. The minister jumped up to congratulate a particular athlete and say from the Carifta Sports.
Carifta Sports?
Come on, man. If you can do these things, let's at least get the terminology right, man.
From the Carifta Games.
From the Carifta Sports.
Track and field.
Discipline. From the Carifta Sports. And then say, oh, and the other person is at swim training.
Swim training?
See, if we can do this, do it right. Say it was at the Carifta Track and Field Championship.
Was this a male MP or a female MP?
It was swim practice.
Male MP or a female MP?
It was a female minister of the government. Female minister. I know you're trying to get your little plugging thing in, man, but let's do it right.
But if she wanted a plug...
That's the terminology right. If you ain't sure...
If she wanted a plug, or if the female MP in question wanted a plug... Why didn't she make a statement on the amount of violence against women and children who we've had recently in the community? And this situation about one of her potential colleagues allegedly being caught up in a heinous situation.
Not a word.
Not a word. But yet go out there and put foot in mouth trying to talk sports when you know you can't.
Not a word.
Well, not that you can't, but you didn't do your preparation.
I cringed.
Bahamas. Read. It's the Carifta Games. It's track and field was the discipline.
And are you going to swim practice?
No. Did the young athlete return to swim practice or swim training or back to practice or back to university? Because they don't have an event of swim training where you win medals.
No, it wasn't about medals. They were saying that they was making a statement as the one was in track, one was the brothers came home from swim training.
Okay, great. Just get it right. It's not Carifta Sports, though.
No, it's Carifta Games, Carifta Track and Field Championships.
And, you know... Next time you got an opportunity, remember the women in this country that you serve as a voice for.
I have to be careful when I make these kind of statements because people don't understand that I know how to take one half and put it on the side. But I'm up on you for talking, making nonsense with sports because of my love of sports, my passion for sports.
Right.
That's all it's about. It ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. Correct. I just want that clear because I don't want someone to pick a phone and call and say, oh, apparently you don't. No. This is all about my love of sports. Three things I don't mix up. I don't mix up my politics with my sports or none of them with my coffee.
Exactly. And that's why I remain friends for so many years, because I don't mix the politics with my sports. And it's the sports that does save me and friendships over the years, because we are not higher ground in sports, which does is more important than politics.
Amen. I say amen.
And, you know, it is
what it is. I used to be a little distracted. I'm a bit perturbed right now. These Mets got my Dodgers down 3-1 in the bottom of the 8.
But let's talk some other stuff.
Sergio got thrown the game for docking, for having stuff on his hands.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. you're down to that now, this early in the year, and you're already doctoring the ball?
Boy, he's the second. He's the second. Another pitcher from Minnesota, somebody like that. But the problem is, you know, they use the rosin. And with the sweat and all that, it sometimes get tacky. And you've got to really clean your hand off properly. So they give you a chance to clean your hand. But if it comes back and it's like that again, then they get on your case about it.
I hear that. And they should, because they've really been cracking that doctrine of the baseball this year. They have done a good job.
Yeah.
Started last year and really on it this year. So let's see, where it goes.
Okay.
Here comes a text. Naughty, remember when the sitting MP was accused of beating his sweetheart and taking the toilet out of the house? The house officer who did the investigation was transferred out of the section immediately, and the MP was never charged. So this party is known for covering up their sitting MPs. And now back to sports.
No, but I thought, I saw somebody's posted, did the opposition talk about that member of parliament who was arrested? I say, listen, let's don't mix things up. And you have abuse of women. When you come to abuse of women and children, that trumps everything. That trumps everything. Anyway, back to sports.
We got some things to talk about, though. Rich Eisen today on the final 10 taking us home. is that Trey Lance could be traded out of San Francisco. Rumors have it now that the 49ers are going to commit to Purdy long term.
It kind of makes sense to do that, you know. But then you can get some value for that.
And there's opportunities for him to play because obviously if he's given an opportunity, despite his small sample size in the league and considering the injury, he still could be a plug-and-play starter for a lot of teams around
the
league.
He is a starting quarterback. And I mean, it's a luxury to have two. But I would be very careful with them about doing that too early because, you know, Purdy first is hurt. Second, he could be a one-hit wonder. You got to see what happens.
I agree with the text that Purdy ain't proven anything yet. That's right. We got to see Purdy in the center for a full season.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinators have time to get tape on him. Because remember now, tape is a big thing. If you got a limited sample size and you don't know what you're going to do, you aren't at an advantage. All that tape that he put in last year, I guarantee you, when he plays this year, coming off that injury, defensive coordinators will be ready for him because of what they saw. And they know what Shanahan is going to do to put him in a position to remain comfortable. And they're going to take him out of that comfort zone. And then people would inevitably see why he was a seventh-round pick. So I would keep Lance if I were the 49ers. But obviously, they're going to get value.
At least for a couple of weeks. At least for a couple of weeks and see what happens.
Now,
you know,
unless they have that.
I'm shooting like crazy to make the move.
Hold on. Unless they have their eye on a quarterback that they could figure they could get in later rounds that fits their system that they've seen.
Okay.
That may
be. They left out with Purdy. They didn't see lightning to strike 2 years in a row. Don't fool yourself.
We'll see. But they may think that. They may have that as part of the agenda.
Probably so.
But looking at it right now. Couple of other international sports news. Tiger Woods had successful surgery. All right, he's currently recovering from his fracture.
Man, listen, Naughty. My heart wept when I saw how he was walking down, trying to finish off the 18th and the 17th and 18 holes.
Yeah, like a wounded stallion. Really?
Oh man, I was so. I mean, I was reading that was my friend, man. My brother, somebody. I felt so bad for him, man. I felt encouraged that he came out and he was playing, and I mean, I loved to watch Tiger play and all that. But I felt bad. I felt for him the pain he was going through. I kind of felt it in my legs too.
Real quick, probably 1 second, Mr. Producer. We already took our first break, right? So let's take that break now. And then Pearly and I will come back, and we'll get in the pick segment. We got a couple of things to talk about. We got Draymond Green suspension we need to talk about. And Tua said he was going to retire, Pearly. He thought he contemplated retirement, but he says he's back at it. You know, he'll give it another go. I wonder where he is mentally. So we'll pick that up on the flip side of the break, and then we'll get our picks for tonight, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we'll get you ready for Rich Eisen with the Final 10 today. And 49er fans, listen in. Trey Lance may soon be on the move. We'll pick all of that up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, Johns is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with Johns' great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. Johns also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at Johns, where we put fashion at your feet.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games. We can make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch, conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's, well worth the trip.
Jet off to the basketball playoffs with your Scotiabank credit card. You could be courtside in the middle of the action with an all-expenses-paid trip, plus airfare, spending money, and accommodations to the next basketball playoffs. Just apply for any Scotia credit card. Spend $120 or more on a purchase, or use our Scotia Select Pay installment plan to win a slam-dunk trip to the next basketball playoffs, courtesy of your Scotia credit card. Visit bs.scotiabank.com for more information.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads. Real quick, Pearly, what's the situation with Tua? Heard some reports that he was thinking long and hard about retirement, but after some soul search.
I don't know why people are getting that from. You know, Tua's quite fine. Tua has that all kind of pass. He's getting, he's building up his strength. He's working out. He's gonna be ready for OTAs next week. Week after that, a couple of weeks.
And I hear when his girlfriend sends him to the food store now, he remembers the list by himself without the use of a hand device or writing it down or anything too. So I think the memories is good there too.
Lord, you like messing my quarterback. That's all right. No problem.
You'll be proud of me to say that the other night I got in a conversation with some comedians. We were talking about quarterbacks. They said, take rings out of the equation. Who's your best quarterback of all time? And for you, Pearly, I said Dan Marino. And for my father, I said Dan Marino.
You're a good man. And then basically, if you take rings out of the equation, it probably is.
He's up there. He's up there. Pissed me off many a Sunday. But anyhow, when I was younger, I wish I played fantasy football when Marino was in his heyday. My Christ, I would have been every league. For God's sake, man.
I know anyway, what you
mean. All right, so real quick, what's your take on the Draymond Green suspension there, Pearly?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, because of his reputation, because of his past experience, I think he was dealt that suspension. I thought the ejection was good enough. I thought it was instigated by Sabonis.
Yesterday, you and I spoke.
It is what it is.
At 5:50 something, getting ready to get off, there was no suspension. Now, today, you know late last night, suspension.
The medical report for Sabonis came out and said he had some chest contusion or something, and bang.
Anyway, well, guess
suspension.
What we'll do now, Pearly, is we'll hear from Joe Dumars from the NBA. Obviously, he's part of their executive team. So we'll hear from Joe Dumars. Then we'll take the break. And then we'll get into Rich Eisen for the final 10, taking us home with the Trey Lance situation for 49er fans. Me personally, right. I thought Draymond was going to be motivational factor. He started doing the Draymond thing, getting the crowd involved. And I think the league wants to put a nix to that.
You were pretty much right when it came down to the Cleveland bouncing back last night. I got to give credit for that.
You like that one, eh? And they did it in grand fashion. Yeah. Well, listen.
Yeah.
We got to get our picks in before we get out of here. Let's go straight to the NBA. 7:30, Lakers and Grizzlies.
Lakers.
All right. If Ja Morant starts this game and plays, I'm going with the Grizzlies. If he's out, I like the Lakers to go up 2-0, but the series is...
Okay.
The Heat and the Bucks. What's the latest on Giannis? Giannis is a game-time decision now, too.
Yes, he's a game-time decision, but I still think the Bucks got enough to take tonight and even the score.
Timberwolves and the Nuggets. I like the Joker Nuggets at home. The Nuggets big at home. This may get ugly in Minnesota when they go on the road because Denver's been playing like crap on the road recently. But as of now, hey, I like Denver to get it done tonight. And bet it and set it and forget it with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com, click on the sportsbook, bet it, set it, forget it, and always play responsibly with the Island Game. Pearly, I appreciate you. We'll hear from Joe Dumars right now. Then we'll take the break, and Rich Eisen will take us home. I will see you mañana, my brother. Enjoy the rest of your baseball game. Hopefully the Dodgers pull it out for you in the last inning.
3-2 now, runners on first and second with two out. No, 3-2 top of the ninth.
Let's go, Dodger Blue. Get that while you can, because I won't say that too much.
I got you. I got you.
Later, brother. We'll do it again tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. Great show today, and we'll see you again tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM for Talking Heads.
Hazelnut meets mocha with the new Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha Signature Latte. Same combination of smooth, rich espresso with silky chocolate and toasted hazelnut flavors. All topped with whipped cream, decadent mocha drizzle, and hot chocolate powder. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Mocha Latte is the perfect pick-me-up at any time of day. So why wait? Head to your favorite Dunkin' and enjoy the Dunkin' Hazelnut Mocha taste sensation today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road, gone down Village Road, gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
That's right.
We want local government. Local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
How about this piece of red meat thrown out by my buddy, NFL Media Group's Ian Rappaport today?
Man, I saw that this morning. Oh, baby.
Yeah, you texted that to the chain this
AM.
Oh,
baby.
That's how I learned about it. You sent me the text. Ian saying that the Niners have received inquiries from several teams looking into a potential trade for former number three pick, Trey Lance. Conversations have been the result of San Francisco fielding the calls, not making them, with teams aware that Brock Purdy is likely the future starter. We're just answering the phone, guys.
The phone's ringing and we're picking it up.
Like, I've got my phone here. Right now I'm unavailable because I'm hosting the show. But when I'm not hosting the show, if the phone rings, I'll answer.
You took like 8 phone calls this morning.
I did. My phone didn't stop ringing this
morning. It was ridiculous.
I know. I know.
But you love to talk on the phone.
But I was just fielding them.
You were just fielding. You didn't make the call?
I didn't make them.
Call came, you answered.
That's what I do.
You hit the green. You hit the green.
What
phone.
Am I supposed to do if the phone rings? I'm going to let it keep ringing.
Send them the voicemail.
Not at all.
You could do what you do when I call and just send me the voicemail.
Oh.
I could do that.
Oh, that's so unfair. Well, not if I'm trying to make a trade.
Wow.
Yeah, in that case, you don't actually send the trade through.
But that's the Niners really looking to make a trade? Because I read this and I thought to myself, you know what? If there's any team in the National Football League of all 32, if I had to rank them 1 through 32, which team would be at the very top of the list about holding on to every quarterback asset you have because you have no idea how valuable they might be when you need them? Number one on that list would be the San Francisco 49ers. Mm. At this point last year, Jimmy Garoppolo had his bags packed. They were packed. The code red had been pulled. He was ready to go. Mm-hmm. He was gone. He said goodbye.
See ya.
The team going into the draft was like, we trade you right now, but you got surgery on your shoulder. And then, yeah, all right, you're still around. We'll give you. We don't. I mean, you want a playbook? You don't need it. We're creating a new. We're plumbing the depths of the depth chart. We're creating number four on the list when the training camp opens. And then by the end of training camp, they're all like passing him a note in class. Do you still like us? Check this box. And he checked it. And he put the team on his back when Trey Lance gets carted off in week two. I mean, I could tell you that. And of course, he goes down and the kid that they draft with the last pick in the draft becomes the hot quarterback of the moment, to the point where in just one third of a season, he does enough to merit a nomination for Rookie of the Year. And they're now fielding calls based on that short window of a performance by Brock Purdy. And Purdy still probably has his arm and icing it down, his elbow. He just got wing surgery. So the Niners are going to flip Lance. Why? Because Sam Darnold is so reliable health-wise? And they just got him? They love him so much that they're willing. Take Trey Lance. I saw that. I'm like, why? What the hell? Well, a lot of teams are figuring, okay, Purdy's going to be fine. And you like Sam Darnold. We know that. He'll fit. We know you'll turn him into somebody terrific. So, is Lance available? And I thought to myself, but which team would take Lance now? Which team would flip draft capital 8 days from now? I doubt it's a first rounder. 9 days from now? 10 days from now? For Lance now? When there's all these kids in the draft that you can get that would have 5 years of contractual control, not the three that Lance has left, this one and then two more, including that fifth-year option if you pick it up. I'm like, sitting, who would do that? That the Niners would absolutely say, you know what? We got one guy who did it for a third of a year. We saw enough, though, to believe that he's the guy moving forward. But We'll flip you our number three overall pick from 2 years ago and leave Sam Darnold as the only healthy guy on the roster. And that's a guy who couldn't even make it through last year's preseason healthy. Well, we'll just, you take Lance because we don't need quarterbacks around here because look what happened last year. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. We played Josh Johnson in a playoff game for the right to go play in the Super Bowl. None of it made sense. But there's one team that jumped out at me that might do it now.
The Jets?
No. No. The team that says that they're not interested in maybe taking a quarterback second overall.
Oh.
That just hired a coach from San Francisco.
Oh.
Okay, Rich Eisen.
Well, I'm just saying.
Investigative journalism,
not saying they're going to use the 2 or the 12 in this year's first round to do it. Although the Niners would probably say, we're still wearing the scars last year of injured quarterbacks turning and how next man up quarterbacking became our MO, that we're willing to thin our depths with one guy already hurt significantly enough that required surgery on his throwing elbow, that we'll thin our ranks now. It might cost you one. It might cost you one. And if it's the 12th overall pick, hey, that was Deshaun Watson. We'll turn Deshaun Watson into Trey Lance, and we'll choose Will Anderson too, and we'll go to work. Or you choose those first round picks and you flip a high two to them for them. Or I don't know. I don't know what it would be or why they would do that when they could just get one of the kids not named, I guess, Bryce Young or not named C.J. Stroud and get 5 years of contractual control. Maybe you're thinking, okay, we'll get Lance instead for a two or for a second round pick, maybe a third round. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. Who would be the one to do it before the draft? It might not even be the Texans because if they say, let's just say they love Bryce Young
and they hear C.J. Stroud's name going to the Panthers first, well, that trade would be off the table. We'll just take Bryce Young. Thanks for the conversation. And D'Amico Ryans would maybe call up Trey Lance and say, hey, we were interested in you. Good luck. Staying put. I can't otherwise think of anybody else that would, prior to the draft and seeing how it all plays out, would flip a pick for Lance now before the draft. This could all be just due diligence in case the draft falls and they don't get somebody that they want, to see how available Lance may be. And this entire time, again, to bring it all to a fine point, they were just taking calls. They were taking calls. They're not making. What a big difference one letter makes. The M, you're making. The T, you're taking. One is, hey, I'm just taking. The other one is, no, I'm making. Big difference. That was a very electric company way of breaking it all down.
Well done, Rich.
Thank you. Or is it Sesame Street? Either way, it's all child's play. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.